The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Angel Walton. This amazing young woman started Walton's Janitorial and Landscaping in July 2016. She's in Powder Springs, Georgia, which sounds amazing. They serve residential and commercial cleaning. Angel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. You know, I've never really been on a podcast or what have you. So this is pretty fun.
Super excited to have you, sister. So first of all, I hear landscaping and janitorial. How in God's green earth does a young woman such as yourself decide to go? First of all, did you have a job? Like, tell me your story. How did you go from wherever you were to where you are now?
You know, it's so funny. I was working at McDonald's. I believe I was 18 or 19 around that age. And, this person came up to me and said, "Hey, do you want a job cleaning? We'll pay you a little bit more." And they did. And the guy, he was 27 and he had crews and everything. And I was just inspired. I was like, wow, you know, so I was like, I want to start my own. And that's when I kind of got into the rhythm of starting, you know, to clean. And my husband, I didn't end up meeting him until like a few years later. I asked him, like, is it something that you enjoy doing, you know, that you can make a business out of, since I was doing the cleaning and it was going okay? And he said, lawn care, you know, he was doing lawn care. And I was like, great. Then we ended up getting married, because it was separate at first, and we got married. And I asked, I was like, do you want to put it together to, you know, make, use our last name and just put janitorial landscape and make it professional? And he was like, yeah. So we did that. And that was about 5 years ago. So it's really fun having like having a teammate, someone with you to kind of grow this thing together. You know, it's fun. It's very much fun.
My favorite part of that is, well, there's, gosh, a lot of good stuff. First, I love that you were at McDonald's and open and paying attention to entrepreneurs and just be like, what's going on? What are you doing? And kind of that inspiration. A lot of people would have thought that was cool and then went back to flipping burgers. I love that you kind of want to do something different. And then look how that's now spread to your husband and you guys are doing that. I love that you spend your time either with each other and your family, or if you're working, you're spending your time to make yourselves wealthy as opposed to someone else, which is fantastic. So congrats, sister. All right. I love that. And typically, for those of you that are fans, you know, I'm like, be specific. Don't have two things, either do janitorial or do landscaping. But if it's you and your husband, he kind of just handles the janitorial or the landscaping, you just handle janitorial, I think that can be effective. So that said, what's going on in your world? What can I help you with today?
Well, I needed help with getting out of the field, the cleaning field. I always see myself just falling back into it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's and the hiring as well, like some information on that as well. I believe in this time, not a lot of people were trying to work. That's what I end up picking up. But most likely just trying to get out the cleaning field. That's my biggest one. I want to, you know, stand back.
Cool. So let me start with a question that I want all of you guys and gals playing along at home to answer for yourself. So Angel's going to get to answer it live and in person, but you need to answer this for yourself. So Angel, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being completely all in committed, 1 being barely interested at all, how committed are you to get out of cleaning forever?
Forever?
Forever.
Forever to no more cleaning? About a 10.
About a 10. Okay.
Let's say 12, because I just cannot. I did my fair share of cleaning, okay, for so many years before Walton's Janitorial and Landscaping came. And I'm like, forever. 12. It's a 12.
Okay. So the good news for Angel, I keep wanting to call you Angela. I have a friend, Angela. So I'm going to try and say Angel.
You're fine.
So the good news for Angel is, believe it or not, we have, you know, obviously that's what we do all day, every day, is help owners get out of cleaning companies. We got systems and processes and they're amazing, but without that 12 commitment, I truly believe, and we've got lots of evidence to show that we have the best training in the world. And if Angel comes in at a 6 or 7 and for that training, she might get a little result. She might clean less. She might be out for a second. Maybe she gets lucky. I don't know. But when she comes in with a 12 commitment, even if she didn't take our training, she took crappy training, she'd probably still be okay. So I want everyone to just get that 12 commitment is the key. And if you're like, okay, fine, I'm 12, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Why are you making such a big deal about this? Let me explain. We always have to make choices. Everything's a give and take, right? Like I'm married. Sounds like you're married. And my wife's amazing. And I'm so much happier and better off in my relationship than before. Now, does that mean it was free and it cost me nothing? No, there's tons of decisions and things I have to share and give up and whatever. And now is the stuff I got way better? Of course it is. But if I was like, I just want to be married and have all the good things, but I'm not going to give up my freedom. I'm not going to give up any money. I'm not going to give any decisions. I won't give any of that, but I want to be married. Everyone would go, you don't want to be married. You're not going to be married. If you do, it's going to be a crap marriage. I promise you that, right? So it's the same with getting out of cleaning. So many of us are interested in getting out of cleaning, but not committed. So we go, I want to get out of cleaning, but not if it means there's going to be an unhappy customer. Not if it means I'll have to grow as a leader. Not if it means I'll have to pay too much. Not if it means I'll have to risk somebody quitting or stealing something and then quitting. Not if it means, and we have all these, yeah, like Angel, for those of you that are not on the video, her face is like, what? That happens? What's going on? That's why we talk about commitment. So just like in marriage, you know, I could say, I'll marry you, but not if it means I can't have sex with other women. Like, well, of course that's what it means. Well, for me and my relationship, that's definitely what it means. Right. Or if I can't, if I don't have to get better at being kind and I don't have to curb my anger, or if I don't have to, like if I had a bunch of, I want to be married as long as, and I have a whole long list of crap I won't do, everyone would agree I might be interested in marriage, but I'm not committed, right? I'm certainly not committed to a good marriage. So that's why I kind of say the scary stuff of, yeah, maybe you hire someone and they start their own business and try and steal your clients. Maybe they just steal something from your client's home and then quit and then say F you. Maybe they say they're going to show up and never do show up. If you're like, oh, I'm not willing to do all that stuff, then it's time to clean or get into a different business. And I'm not saying that has to happen or that's the goal or that that's okay or we're not going to work. You know, there's all sorts of stuff we can do. But when you say 12 committed, are you committed that all those things can happen? You're like, hey, if that's the cost, I'll pay it.
I just never, I don't know why, I just never thought of that actually happening. Am I committed? What was the question one more time?
So again, the first question was, what's your commitment level? And you said 12. And I said, okay, let's test that 12. Is it still a 12 if people lie, cheat, steal, act crazy, don't show up when they're supposed to, blah, 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 blah.
Oof. My goodness, that just took me left, but I'm happy to hear it because will I still want to, well, yeah, a 12 because I can't, like I just said, I can't keep doing this. So it maybe it went to 11. No, I want to get, it's a 12.
So guys, gals, I'm so glad that this is exactly the conversation I'd be having with Angel if we were not recording and this wasn't going to be shown. And as a coach, her exact real time and real response is I just want to hug you. I'm like, yes, this is the type of woman we can help. That's what it takes. So again, now we'll talk about the good stuff, right? If you're, you know, coming to me, we were talking about marrying your husband. I said, okay, you can't be with any other men. You might get pregnant. And I've heard that's super painful. And, you know, he's going to yell at you and be a jerk and you still can't leave. And, or maybe you can leave the house, but you can't leave forever. Right. Like, you know, if you're going to have a good marriage, it has to be even when he's a bad husband. Cause guess what? I'm a terrible husband. Sometimes I try and be good. Most of them, I think I am. My wife would tell you that, but I'm a pain in the ass sometimes. And she'd be out of her mind to put up with this crap, but her commitment to having a good marriage is for all that stuff. And because you love your husband, you'd be like, yeah, that's what it costs. I'll do it. Right. Because you know, you're like, I'm going to have a life mate. And when I get old, I can trust him. And I do want kids and I want to be able to raise them with a man I respect. And there's all this like positive side. Yeah. If I got to have the bad, I'll take the bad, but I want that good. I'll pay anything to get that good. Same with cleaning. So now let's talk about the other thing. So many of the clients, and this can be you, Angel, whether you're a client or not, you can do it. We just help you make it easier and more for sure. Come exactly where you're at. I've been cleaning for 5 years and maybe I make my, sounds like you and your husband, you do okay. Whatever your bills are, you pay them. Maybe you got a couple nickels at the end. Like you're good. Is that fair? Okay. But if you stop cleaning for 3 weeks, would that be the case? Or would you, oh no, we couldn't pay bills. We need that money. If I stop cleaning, I stop getting paid. And that's a problem. Is that. All right, fine. You're on the bubble. Let's call it 3 months.
What? 3 months?
Now, if you stop cleaning for 3 months, financially you'd be okay, or would you have some problems?
I have some problems in 3 months.
Okay. So that's a job, right? That's not a business. So the cool thing is, once you get this switched, so many folks, and again, we help people do this, but you can do it on your own. In literally 2-3 months can move from, I have no idea what you make. Don't care. We don't need to talk about that here, but let's just say it's $5,000 for you, right? I clean, I make $5,000 or $4,000, whatever, doesn't matter. 5,000 is a round number, but I got to clean all day, every day, Monday through Friday. And if I stop cleaning, I stop getting paid. Even if people are going to quit, something might not get cleaned, right? No one showed up, whatever. Someone doesn't show up. You have to hire 3 people to keep one good one. You have to spend money on systems and processes and figuring this crap out. People lie, cheat, and steal. Not always, but it's possible. Even with all of that, if the prize at the end of the day is you go from making $5,000 a month, cleaning 30, 40 hours a week, and then working on your business, you know, billing, invoicing customers, all that stuff, another 10 or 15 hours. But as long as you keep doing that, you get paid $5,000. You stop doing it, you get nothing. If you move that from all you do is the 10 or 15 hours a week to work on your business, and that's it. I mean, to me, that's $1 million. You're retired, right? If your business can pay all of your bills and all you got to do is work 10, 15 hours a week, 5-10 hours a week, kind of just running the business, doing some basic stuff. Is that now worth the cost of someone might steal something? I might lose a customer or something. They won't clean the way I do. People will say they won't show up, blah, 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 blah. All right. So I know we're spending a lot of time on this, but this is huge. Angel, is that commitment to just understand the cost. So a lot of times people go, I want to be married, but they don't think through the cost of that's going to look like. I might have to date a bunch of knuckleheads before I find my Prince Charming, right? Maybe even my Prince Charming ain't a Prince Charming 100% of the time. You know, humans are pains in the butt sometimes. And if I look in the mirror, I'm kind of a pain in the ass sometimes. So but once you count the cost and then you're like, I'm still 12, I'm all in. Pretty likely you'll find a marriage and have a good marriage. Same thing with this. So first, second, and third steps are being all in and counting the cost. Like, it's a biblical concept to, like, the fool will start building a project before he counts the cost. And then he runs out of money in the middle and he's like, I didn't like this. So many people say they want to get out of cleaning. They don't count the cost. And then when something goes sideways, they go, oh, I don't, I'm out. Right. So we're counting the cost before we start spending money or time or whatever we're going to invest. And if we're still in and go, I'll pay it. I'll pay whatever it takes. Yeah, I won't lie, cheat, or steal. Hopefully, Angel. We're like, we won't hurt other humans. But other than that, I'll do anything to make this happen. Once you've done that, the systems and processes are easy. And we've done 100 podcasts on, and obviously if you want our, that's what we help people do. So there's lots of podcasts on that. So I'm going to give you a small answer, but I wanted to spend most of the time, because we skipped this so many times on, are you all in committed, and are you willing to pay the price, even if that price is high? And then are we clear on, but what is my life going to look like? What would it be worth to me if I literally, even your husband didn't even have doing landscaping, right? Like, he could, if he wanted, for like fun money, but all of your bills are paid with your people working and it takes you 5 to 15 hours a week. And spoiler, that doesn't have to be in your town, right? I travel. We got a house in Scottsdale. We got one in Prescott. We travel all the time. I do my work from wherever. We have a lot of our clients do the same thing. They travel. So that 10 or 15 hours a week does, I'm not talking about in your office in Atlanta is beautiful, or not Atlanta, sorry, in Georgia is beautiful is, what's that? You had a cool name, Powder Spring Sounds. You can be anywhere in the world doing this 5 or 15 hours. So are you cool with, I'm counting the cost, I'm still all in? And here's the biggest cost. Angel's going to have to grow. Because to be a cleaner, you've done that for 5 years. You haven't learned anything new about cleaning in 4.5 years. Right? Like, you had it all kind of, you're the same. You can go in, you know what to expect. It's hard work on your body and you're young, so you can do it. You get old like me, you can't do it no more. But there's no challenge, right? I do this. It looks like this when I come in. It looks like that when I leave. I get paid and I'm on my way. Changing from that to an entrepreneur who's like, I'm really looking at opportunity and how I spend my time and how to be a leader. And I'm developing new skills that are scary and have to be outside of my comfort zone. All part of the cost. Still willing to pay?
Yes.
You sure?
I think I am because I know I am, because I have like a few workers and I can tell, like, oh, it's hard. But when I have workers come in or I get a complaint or something like that, it never makes me want to go in and, you know, clean it, you know, or fix it in that way. So I'm still committed to getting out, because I know there could be some processes and some things in place that can help way more. So yeah, I'm still committed.
Cool. I love that. And by the way, this is very, in the little I know you, Angel, you were acting very consistently, right? The woman that was at McDonald's, that to her experience at that point was, I flip burgers, they give me 10 bucks an hour, whatever that deal was. You saw someone else who had cruise, you're like, oh, I could do that. So now, hopefully you'll trust me, but you can go to growmycleaningcompanyreviews.com and see 100 stories of people experiencing this, or just get in the Facebook group or whatever. You can see other people that hopefully you just trust me, but you can also go online and see them, like videos and everything. And there's stories of people that are like, yeah, I travel all the time. We work 10, 15 hours a week and my business pays our bills and it's growing. And you're like, I can have that. I can do that. So good thing is, step one is getting clear on your commitment. And getting clear on the commitment is, what does it cost? And know that cost might be a little higher than you thought it might be. The cool thing is, hopefully you're also understanding that the freedom of being out forever and still making all your money, that might be like, I never thought I could live that life. That's better. You know, so if the cost is higher, it's okay. As long as the reward is to me, that would be worth millions, because you're effectively retired. If you're like, for the rest of my life, I have systems and processes that will bring the customers and employees I need to pay all my bills. And I just have to manage that 10, 15 hours a week with systems. That's worth millions of dollars. To me, that would be worth millions of dollars. So if that cost me growing and learning and investing myself and figuring crap out, so be it. So that's step one. Make sure you understand the true cost and the true benefit of this thing that you're endeavoring, and decide if you're all in or all out. And if you're at a 6 or 7 or 8, go all out. That's a 0, right? When you're at a 12, that's when it's time to go forward. Second, you just need to find someone that's done it before. I shouldn't say you need to. You got two options at this point. You can figure it out on your own, which is typically banging around, making a button. That was, by the way, if anyone thinks I'm trying to talk crap to you, this is the route I chose. It's an idiotic. It wasn't even idiotic. I didn't even know. This is before the internet. I didn't know there were people out there that could help me, right? So I just, over 20 years, I just made dumb mistake after dumb mistake, invested and wasted millions of dollars just doing crap wrong, and figured it out. Y'all probably smarter than me. Maybe it won't take you 20 years. Maybe you can do it in 10 or 5, but it's painful and expensive. And you seem like a bright lady, Angel. I think if I gave you no help and just said, here's the cost, are you in? And here's the thing. And you're like, I'm in, I'm a 12. And I'm like, go figure it out. You're a bright lady. I think you would figure it out. Most of our listeners are bright. Only thing is, it might take you 2 or 5 or 10 years and it's super painful. The second thing is, find someone that's done it and have them help you do it. Yes. The third ideal thing, and this sounds like I'm trying to sell you something, I ain't, doesn't have to be us. We only take 10, 20 customers a year. There's thousands of people listening to this. So don't, this ain't a sales pitch or nothing. But ideally, find someone that's helped other people get that same result over and over and over again, right? So like, if I'm looking for a physical trainer, I kind of don't want a fat dude. I want a dude that's ripped. But if I got a fat dude that's got 20 clients that are ripped like me, I'll take that. Or ripped like I want to be, I'll take that. And of course, ideally, I want the ripped dude that's got 20 ripped dudes. So those are kind of the shortcuts to just find out. And I'll be honest with you, here's the secret that no one wants to listen to, but it's the truth. We think we want to go to the guy or gal that's done it and taught other people how to do it and be like, tell me how to do it. Tell me what to do, which is like 10% of it. 90% of it is, tell me who to be and how to think. That's the magic. So we always go like, and I could, you know, I don't know how long our videos and stuff are, 10 hours or something, right? It's not that, you can go through them pretty quick. But if Angel's like, I'm not willing to change who I am and how I think, I'm going to continue thinking like a worker bee, I can tell you how to be an entrepreneur. You shall never be an entrepreneur. But if we teach, I always tell people, we bait and switch you. We tell you, we're going to give you all the systems and processes. Total trick. Once you get in, we work on who you are and how to, and of course we give you the systems and processes, but you think that's the magic and the key. It's not. Helping Angel think like an entrepreneur and grow to a leader from a cleaner. That's the magic. And then the systems and processes are obvious and easy and simple, but as long as you're thinking like a cleaner, then we give you the systems of process and they're confusing. So those are really the steps, just to sum it up, and I'll answer any questions you have. And we got to move on because this has run long. One, understand the cost of what it's going to take. Two, understand the benefit. Three, make sure you're all 1000% in committed to that benefit. Then you have a choice. Fork left is figure that crap out, work real hard, make a bunch of mistakes. And if you're bright, 3-4 years with a lot of white hair, you'll get it done. If you're dumb like me, it'll take you 20. If you're not up for that, find someone that knows how to do it. Ideally, that has a system for teaching others, and then have them help you. But don't be fooled. The caveat is, don't be fooled with systems and processes alone. Those can help. But if I give my 5-year-old a good system and process to clean his room, it's not going to work. I have to teach him to be a kid who cares about keeping his room clean and values his contribution to the rest of the family. And then when I tell him how to clean his room, it's pretty easy, right? But if he's a five-year-old selfish kid, I can give him charts and graphs. I can give him all the systems of the world. It ain't ever going to work, right? So same thing with us. We first and foremost got to really transform who we are. Then we can do what we need to do, and then we'll have what we want to have. So it's kind of be, do, have. Whereas we go the opposite. We kind of want to have it first. And then if we have to, we'll do something. And then very at the end, we're like, oh, we'll change when we're rich. It's like, no, you change when you're poor and then you get rich. You know, it's like sitting in front of the fire and go, you give me some fire, I'll give you wood. And the fire's going, that's not how it works, lady. You give me the wood, then you can get the fire. So questions, comments, rude remarks before we call it a day, Angel?
No, I believe you said count the costs, benefits, being 1,000 in, and you was telling me the figuring out or getting somebody or getting some help. And I'm definitely just looking at the benefits of it, of really getting out and really counting the costs. That's one thing that I would really look at for sure. It's definitely the counting the cost and the freedom and the reward, and I'd be retired, stuff like that. So I think I got a lot from this.
Cool. And the way you lined it out is exactly what I would encourage you. And for those of you who are like, I wanted to know exactly the systems and processes, we've done like 700 podcasts. I promise we've done a dozen podcasts on the systems and processes. So it's not like we're trying to hide air from you, but this is the important stuff. I wanted to, because we've done so many of these, I could be free to really talk to Angel, because we coach people and we give them all the same systems and processes. It's not like some we give the good ones and others we give the bad ones. And the reason we're so selective about who we take as clients, and the reason our clients are so successful, we only take the ones that we know are going to be coachable. So it really starts with the person, right? So it's like the systems and processes, or if you're going to build a house, all the tools and lumber laid out perfectly, everything in order, the plans and architecture right there, everything's there, right? That would be kind of our job. And that's super helpful. But if you put me out there, I'm like, I'm going to get hurt. I don't know how to do this. I'm too scared. I don't have the mindset of a builder. So I would still fail. So that it really is the mindset. And I can see, cause Angel and I are getting to talk, for those of you that just listen to the podcast, we're going to talk on video, which you can get at the YouTube channel. I can see her kind of like getting it. It's super fun. I can literally see you like transforming from cleaner to leader and going, because that's been your pattern, right? You were at McDonald's, you saw someone like, I can do that. And then you started working at that job. You're like, I could work for my own. And now you're seeing other people going, oh, I could have other people work for me consistently and not have to do any of that and really be a complete leader. That's who you are. And look at your pattern. You followed a guy that was already doing it. You're doing exactly what I asked you to do, right? When you left McDonald's, I'm guessing it was a little scary because you knew it and it was safe. And you're like, I can mop the floor, clean burgers or make burgers, do all that in my sleep. No risk, but I'm stuck making 10, 15 bucks an hour, whatever they paid you. And that's not the life I want. So you kind of counted the cost. You counted the thing. You're like, I'm going to work for this dude. I don't know if you made more or less, but you're like, this is a different thing. And then again, you went, this isn't for me. I'm going to count the cost and count the thing. I'm going to go do it on my own, but I'm still going to either clean some of the time or all the time or most of the time. And now, so this is, you've already been following the process that you can see yourself growing, and you've sought out mentors that knew what they were doing that were able to help you every time. So I think you're further along than you think, sister.
Well, that's good to know that you see that. That's good.
You told me, as long as you're not lying to me, I'm just giving the story you told me, sister.
Definitely not. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Cleaning Nation, I have loved this conversation. If this has been helpful to you and you want more resources, access, all that sort of stuff, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Like I said, we've done 600 or 700 podcasts by now. There's a 15,000 member Facebook group of owners of cleaning companies. There's the YouTube channel, Instagram, whatever, we're out there. The best thing, because again, the only problem with the website, we've been doing it for so long, there's just hundreds and hundreds of hours of content. It could be super overwhelming. Start with the masterclass. Right on the front page, there's like a sign up for a free on-demand masterclass. It's like the best 40 minutes I've done kind of the five shifts that you need to make. Always start there. And then you can kind of go explore. But if you just start with the, just dive in, you're going to get overwhelmed pretty quick. So growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.